Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, there's a lot of really expensive, first-tier, great Italian red wines out there.
Oh, there sure are.
And they're very expensive.
Yeah.
And you were kind enough to do a little research to see if there's actually a second string.
Well, there is. It's really great for the consumer because the way it works is these wineries get a lot of grapes in, and the ones that don't make the cut for the top wine are put into a second wine, which is often very, very good and much more reasonably priced. And so I call them the second string of the great Italian wines. A lot of the great regions have them. Let's start with Chianti and a name that we both know, Santa Cristina.
Yep.
This is our Santa Cristina Cab Sauv. From 2022. Hugh, this is only $13. This is a great value. It's a very good side project of the venerable Antonori family, and it is, of course, Santa Cristina, a proper Tuscan winery, and it features Cabernet Sauvignon, which is naturally a distant second to Sangiovese, although it is popular with the Super Tuscans. This is actually a better-than-average entry-level Cab Sauv. The nose, although simple and straightforward, features black currants with touches of smokiness. And it's a good mouthful of wine. The real fruit flavors are partnered with, I would say, medium tannins, just enough to let you know that they're there. And the dominant flavor is a dark, tart cherry. Now, this is a very decent, basic Cabernet Sauvignon, well worth the price. Santa Cristina, $13. From Barolo.
Okay.
In Piedmont.
Expensive country.
It is, but you can find something called Langhe Nebbiolo.
Oh, yeah. I did a show on that not that long ago.
Yeah, yeah, which is the same grape. It just didn't make the cut. Langhe being the name of the overall region there. Here's one from a Barolo producer, Moro Molino. It's their Langhe Nebbiolo 2023, $22, which is a good price for this.
Yep.
It's actually a very young, undeveloped Nebbiolo, but it is still, I think, a really good wine. As most good Nebbiolos are, it's a bit pale in color, but don't let that bother you at all. That's the way it should be. The aroma shows roses and herbs, very, very pretty. And the wine is medium-bodied, fruity, and it has a little bit of tannin on the edges. The fruit is primarily sour cherry, and it's really good quality fruit, but it's not terribly deep, which may be why it didn't make it into the top blend.
Gotcha.
I think you can drink this now, or you can put it aside for a few years, because I guarantee it's going to gain some weight. Now, here's the wine that I think really knocked me out. This is my wine of the week. It's Carpazzo's Toscana Sangiovese. This is from a Brunello producer.
Okay.
So they're doing the same thing in Brunello. This is only $12.
Wow.
You know, Sangiovese is ubiquitous in Tuscany, and it grows under a whole variety of names. If it's not grown in Chianti, then it's usually called Rosa Toscana or something
right,
like that. In this case, it's Toscana Sangiovese. It's a surprisingly rich wine for the price, and it drinks really well. As Chianti's at twice the price. I just love the richness. I love the quality of this wine. And at $12, Carpazzo's Toscana really is a winner. And it is my wine of the week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.